Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
It's hard knowing what day it is.
Yeah, it's the end of the month. I know that. It's the 31st.
Oh, yeah, it is the last day of the month. Tomorrow's like, you know what? Here's the thing. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day, but this whole year so far feels like one giant prank.
Right. It's like, I hope tomorrow everything goes back to normal all of a sudden, which it's not, but I'm just saying that I wish this was a big prank like you're saying. And tomorrow, at the end of the day, we're back to normal.
Do you, think anybody is going to be doing April Fool's jokes tomorrow?
Yeah, like the fun ones, like, you know, putting sugar in your parents' salt or vice versa.
It's acceptable with children to do that, but as an adult.
It is?
I mean, look, here's the thing. Yes, I personally, I think with the kids, because they're kids and kids need to continue being kids during this time.
But they don't understand what April Fool's is.
But they also don't understand what coronavirus is either. So you got to try to make
My kids do.
Well, good for you. I mean, you got to make it. I mean, I don't know what to tell
Booker.
You. But your kids are five and two, but most just got to continue to keep on living. If we were to do a prank tomorrow, like at April Fool's, that's poor taste. Like bad judgment.
I agree.
Booker says that kids don't know what April Fool's. Are you kidding me? I used to live for that in preschool and kindergarten. Like, I would be like, ooh, I'm going to give them salt instead of sugar. Like, I used to live for that type of prank. Or I'd hand them a Sour Patch Kid and, like, I'd be like, Mom, taste this awesome candy. And then she'd have to pretend it was extra, extra sour. And I'd be like, haha, April Fool's got you. It's sour candy.
I remember in middle school or, like, at the cafeteria, we would unscrew the salt pepper shaker top and someone would put salt on there and then they all dump out.
That's funny. That's a good one.
That's good. But it's messed up because you got to buy your boys or your friends like
whatever
lunch.
You ruined everything.
You got to make sure you have extra money.
I like that. That's a good one.
You could switch your clocks around. Like, so your parents get up and they think it's like, you know, 7 a.m., but the clock says 9 a.m.
Yeah, that was fun back in the 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, now it's like you got a phone.
Yeah, how are you going to do that? Sarah,
and then I don't know. And you can't go anywhere. You can't. It's hard. It's just hard right now. And really, is it good? Okay, is it good because it potentially might make someone laugh, or is it bad because we're already kind of on edge anyway? Yeah. The last thing we need is to be pranked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're gonna prank me, like, do the salt and pepper and like the dumb kid stuff, but don't get too serious, right?
Yeah. Salt and pepper is good.
Salt and pepper is good.
I like that.
Crushed red pepper was a big player in high school with us. Like, when we were getting pizza, we put salt, crushed red pepper on our pizza, and the whole thing would dump out on the slides.
Crushed red pepper, by the way, is doing an online concert tonight. You can stream it live.
That's funny. I need some funny in my life right now.
We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Another happy story. Put you in a good mood. Coming up next on Mix. What's up?
Hey, hey. Sarah.
Hi.
So I want to tell you a story about 38-year-old Nick Brown. He was one of the first people to get sick in Ohio. He ended up at the ICU at Cleveland Clinic, was on life support for a while. He was diagnosed positive with coronavirus.
Okay.
And while he was fighting the virus, his doctors and nurses wrote daily goals for him to read on a window in his room. And at the bottom, they wrote, "We will get you home." Well, they kept their promise, and he is now recovered. But before he went home, he wrote a long thank you note on the same window, and a photo of it is going viral.
Oh, yeah, I gotta see this.
Oh, it's so good, Alex. "This window has been the most impactful window in my life. On days when I watched you work hard to keep me and others alive, unable to thank you for the time that you poured into me, although I will probably never get a chance to pour that same love and support into you, I want you to know that I think you all are rock stars. I watched some of you have good nights and some have bad nights, but what was consistent every night was that you care for people. Today I leave this ICU a changed person, hopefully for the better, not only because of your medical healing and God's direction and guidance, but with the fact of knowing that there are such wonderful people dedicated to the care and concerns of others." God bless you. Check this out.
"I assumed I just had the flu. I'm from a rural area. To be the very first patient to pick it up in a county that is rural as we are, I don't know how it happened. I was on full life support. So I had a ventilator. There was a time during this process where the hospital reached out to my wife and had to have the discussion about end of life options. And at the bottom, you know, they wrote, 'We will get you home.' I don't know that I have ever seen such selfless people in my life. Just the ability to get back to the point where I can pick up my two little girls, hug them, and, you know, hug my wife. I feel like I've got a second chance at life.
I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but it has been well reported that this virus, contrary to what we initially thought, is not just for the old and sick.
This virus attacks
the young and healthy too, the young and healthy are dying.
Remember going back to those spring breakers earlier this month that were like, oh, it's not going to get us.
Well,
we're
yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the only proven way to contain this and for us to get our lives back to normal again is to follow the directions and quarantine. Yes, it's not fun right now, but the sooner we do it, then the sooner we can move on with our lives. Yesterday was National Doctors Day, but right now, especially, we salute all the doctors and nurses and medical workers that are on the front line. By the way, there's a new trend where people drive to hospitals at night and flash their headlights to support healthcare workers. About 50 cars pulled up to a hospital in Oklahoma Friday night, and hundreds showed up at a hospital in Kentucky on Sunday.
Have you guys seen what they do in Atlanta? I think there must be a hospital surrounded by a bunch of different condos and apartments, and every day during shift change, everybody comes out to their balconies and just starts screaming and cheering everybody leaving work and everybody going into work.
Cool.
And it's like crazy how loud it gets with everybody just ringing bells and cheering and clapping.
Love that. Text HAPPY to 51993 so we can send you the story. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning, and thanks for listening to Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Listen to this. According to a new study, the majority of medical marijuana is stronger than it needs to be for pain relief purposes. You can read more about the study in the Journal of American Narc Physicians.
I am so disappointed in you guys.
Oh, boy. What did we do?
Yeah, seriously.
Not one of you checked in with me over the weekend to see how I was feeling.
We knew what you were doing. You were making bread. 87 Insta stories of
you
with flour or something. We get it. We knew what you were doing.
Husband got a 50-pound bag of flour.
We're calling it a sack of flour now.
Sack of flour.
Yes.
Okay. So all you did was you baked stuff.
Yeah.
So why do we need to check in with you?
Sarah's Bakery all weekend.
No, what you did not check in with is that we ate biscuits. Like the Pillsbury Grand biscuits in a can that pop open when you unwrap them.
The Pillsbury biscuits.
Yeah, we ate biscuits that expired May 2019.
Okay.
2019.
May 2019.
So not even a year.
Not even a year.
Oh, you're good.
You're
fine. Hold on. Did you get sick?
No, but I would have thought you guys, first of all, I was fully expecting Booker when he saw that I ate biscuits that expired almost a year ago to immediately call me out in our group chat and say I was the most disgusting human in the entire world.
Nah,
and what's funny about
this. Trust me,
this,
you do worse stuff every single day. That's nothing to me. Would I do it? Absolutely not. I mean, I don't even drink expired milk. If it's on the day, it's supposed to be expired. But that's not that bad to me. I still wouldn't do it, but I'm not worried about you.
I would check in with you if you were eating expired deli meat. That's when a year-old deli meat, okay. I would be like, if I saw that on your screen, I'd be like, oh, damn, Sarah, you okay?
It's funny because my husband is someone who gets very angry when we throw away expired food. Like, eggs could be expired a month, and he's like, they're still good. Don't throw those away.
It's all mental for me, but most of that stuff, he's probably right about.
I mean, when you crack open the egg and a chick comes out of it hatching, like, I'm like, okay, then I'm probably not going to cook this one.
Well, and I mean, we're weird about everything in the U.S. Speaking of eggs, I think we're like the only country or one of the only countries in the world that even refrigerates eggs.
Well,
most people don't.
You're not
we have to.
We
no,
have
no, no,
to
no.
because
we
spray all
to.
The
yes.
protective coating off of them to clean them, but most countries don't, and therefore they just keep them in their pantry.
Alex, if you get eggs from a friend and it came like straight from the chicken butt, you don't have to put it in the fridge. You can leave it out on the counter.
Yeah.
So in our house, we have a lot of expired food that I have not been allowed to throw out. So right now we're kind of playing like expired food roulette in our house to like see what we can and can't eat, right? We're like getting into the reserves. And I kind of mumbled to my husband like, do you think I should bake these biscuits from last year? And I guess he wasn't listening. So I baked the biscuits. They smelled a little different.
I mean, like, that's not, you're not in a situation where you have to eat. Why didn't you just throw it away?
Because I wanted biscuits and I didn't want to go to the store to get biscuits. So
was it really that important to make biscuits? It really
was. Let me finish my story,
all
Brad
right,
Booker.
Go ahead, go
so
ahead.
I smelled the biscuits. I was like, these don't smell great, but they don't smell bad. So let me go ahead and bake them and see how they taste. So I baked them and they looked a little different, but the girls just started like chowing down. I have two stepdaughters and they love biscuits with grape jelly. So they just start going to town.
They're good.
And then my husband takes a bite and immediately spits it out. And is like, this is disgusting. He grabs it mid-bite from both of them.
Did the girls know that they were expired?
Well, so we told them those expired 9 months ago, and they both shrugged their shoulders and were like, eh.
Teenagers.
They taste a little different, but they're still good. So we gave it back to them.
They ate
the entire can of expired biscuits. But then I started going into this feeling of, oh my goodness, I gave my children expired food. What if they get food poisoning? And I'm the worst stepmom in the entire world. But once we hit 24 hours, I felt a big sigh of relief because no one got sick.
I mean, you're not going to get sick. Haven't you guys watched Tiger King? I mean, those dudes eat expired raw meat from Walmart that's giveaway, and they're all right.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Yo, we have been talking about it. I can't wait for this coronavirus movie. Well, there is already a coronavirus movie in the pipeline, and somehow it's surprising both that it happened so soon and that it hadn't happened already. This isn't Hollywood, though. It's a Canadian thriller called Corona.
Okay.
And it's already finished and being shopped to streaming services. Y'all, I watched the trailer. It is bad.
How are they doing, like, production right now in Canada? Do they have, a 6 feet separation deal as well?
They filmed it last month before the virus had exploded worldwide.
Oh.
And Corona is really about this pandemic itself because it was just a so-called Chinese virus when the idea was conceived.
Mm-hmm.
The director says it was inspired by the stories he heard about Chinese tourists being attacked. The thriller uses the coronavirus as a symbol to explore fear and racism among apartment tenants that get trapped in an elevator together at the first stages of the COVID-19 crisis. And one of them is Chinese. Okay, I'm going to play a little of this trailer, but y'all just know that it's really bad, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand that there's a virus going around in this building?
Virus in the building.
Yes, no room. It's fine. It's fine. Get on. It's fine.
China. That's where the virus is from.
You guys are acting like you're seeing an alien or something like that.
We just open the borders up, we let them in, and they bring their disease.
You all right? You're sick.
Does not taste like baby, okay?
What's wrong with you, Josh?
I'm going to tell you, I would watch it. It sounds awful.
It's awful.
But think about like what we like Sharknado. I mean, look at that thing that's exploded. And we have all the time in the world right now to watch even crap.
And listen, I'm just dying to know how this thing ends. Give me a spoiler alert, will you please? Speaking of coronavirus, a website has a scoreboard listing the grades for social distancing efforts in the United States that have been ordered to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Unicast gives Texas a B.
That's good. Ooh. B's are good.
No,
A's are better, though.
A's
are better. And guess what? Travis County got an A.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Government officials and health experts have said it may take reducing social activity by 90% to slow the spread of the virus so hospitals are not overwhelmed. It feels to me that we have been doing a really good job of that in Austin, and now the scorecard is in, and it shows that we have.
Knock
on wood,
man. We
just got to keep it up.
Yes. Unfortunately, we saw this coming due to social distancing because of COVID-19, but Macy's, Gap, and Kohl's announced that it'll furlough thousands of workers without pay. Oh, this is a bummer. Yesterday, I was at Home Depot, and I was talking to one of the employees there, 6 feet apart, of course, and he had just got notice that from his second job at Macy's, he was laid off.
And my question is, what is so important in your life right now that you needed to go to Home Depot?
That's what I wanted to know. Out of all of this, all I want to know is why you're still going to Home Depot.
Well, I needed one of those little green guys that you put in your front yard because your kids play, and you want cars to go slow, even though there's not many cars. The green guy with the little flag that says
with
slow.
The hand.
Yeah, with the
you
hand.
You are just looking for excuses
in no.
your house at this
Look,
point.
Alex just wants to get the hell out of the house.
Exactly.
You know what? Honey, I got to go. But by the way, I saw that he had not one, Sarah. I passed by his garage. But two of those little green guys.
Why?
Just give him another reason to get out of the house.
No.
Oh, forgot. I need another one.
Not the case. But see, God put me there because this guy that worked at Home Depot had just got laid off from Macy's, so I was there to comfort him and tell him we're going to be all right, bro.
I have some good news, guys.
Good.
I think I'm the only person maybe in the room watching American Idol in The Voice. Both. Because they make me happy at the end of the day. I just want to watch something happy and something I don't have to think about too hard.
It's called Tiger King, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I just interrupt you for a second?
Yes.
Please do.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, if you watch Tiger King, then you know this name. Unfortunately, you know this name. Doc Antle. Doc was the gray hair guy.
The yoga guy.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Okay. Y'all, don't ask me how I know this, but back when Britney Spears performed I'm a Slave for You on the 2001 VMAs, one image comes to mind. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That big snake.
Yes.
She's got like an albino python draped over her shoulders. But she starts the song off in a cage with a tiger and the long-haired handler, who is Doc Antle from the Tiger King.
He's on stage with her?
With Britney Spears.
Oh, my god!
On the MTV VMAs. All right, anyway, go ahead, Sarah.
Anyway, so American Idol, apparently, according to TMZ, sent an email to their crew saying, as we continue to monitor advice from federal and local agencies, it seems unlikely we're going to be able to make it back into the studio for the season of American Idol. However, we will continue to monitor, and it looks like they're going to have the judges at their respective homes. So I guess the thing I don't understand is about the performers, how that's going to work, but it looks like they're trying to continue the show at home, which makes me happy.
A website has a scoreboard listing the grades for social distancing, and Texas gets a B. Travis County got an A.
Yeah.
Yay.
Great job. Let's keep it up, y'all. Macy's, The Gap, and Kohl's, amongst those department stores that are furloughing their employees, but most of them are continuing health insurance at this time. And American Idol, the pre-recorded shows are running out. The live episodes are coming up, and it looks like they might be doing them from the homes of the judges. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Still getting a lot of people that don't realize that you can listen to our show streaming live and even on demand through the radio.com app. Also, on your smart speakers, if you have a Google Home or Alexa, you can listen to us just like you would in the plain old radio. Text Alexa to 51993 to find out how. Yes, Alex Franco.
Look, I got to thank you for turning me on to Tiger King, but I got to tell you, I can't watch the rest of it anymore. I've stopped at episode 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't do 6 and 7 because...
You have to.
I can't. Mentally, physically, just...
You're exhausted.
Yes, because up to episode 5, Tiger King, Joe Exotic was the man. He was just cool, just like... And then episode 5 just really changed how I think of him and the whole Travis thing.
Then
Dylan? I'm like, I'm out. I can't do it. I'm drained, bro.
It's interesting because I only can get past like episode 2.
Are you serious?
Like, I get it. I feel like I'm in the vibe.
Yeah.
It's funny. He's an interesting character, but I don't feel good after I watch it.
Well, Sarah, speaking of feeling good, I saw that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was streaming, and I'm like, yes!
You needed this.
Yes!
The one with Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah, the Tom Hanks
one.
Okay,
not the documentary, but the actual movie.
Wait, there's a documentary, too? So the movie is called Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And, wow. Okay, so... Honestly, I went into this movie thinking, is he really this kind of guy? I mean, is Fred Rogers as sweet as he appears?
I know, because y'all keep wanting to find some skeleton in his closet.
Sarah, everybody does.
I mean, seriously, we're not the only ones. I mean, he's too nice. There's something wrong with him. There's a flaw somewhere, somehow, some way. Or is there? I didn't see the movie.
Well, I didn't think I can come out of this liking him anymore, but I did. I was like, wow, he really, if this is to be believed, as sweet as you would think, and even more so. So back in the day, this guy who was known for being kind of a jerk was a writer for Esquire, and his publisher was like, hey, we're doing a magazine on heroes, and one of the people featured in this is going to be Fred Rogers, and you're going to do just a quick little blurb about him, okay? So I'm going to send you off to Pittsburgh, and you're going to do a quick little blurb, 50 words, whatever, you'll be done. And he's like, what? And just kind of like that, right?
The jerk hanging with Mr. Rogers. Yeah. He's not going to get anything from this.
And everybody says no to his stories because he's kind of a jerk. But the publisher was like, don't be a jerk. It's Mr. Rogers.
Right.
Don't ruin it. Just write the be done with it.
Right.
And he did. And he was like, I can't write a 50-word blurb about this man.
Yeah.
What he turned in was a 10,000-word piece.
Wow.
On Mr. Rogers.
Dude, wow.
And the publisher loved it so much, it ended up being the cover story, hence this movie. It was crazy because Mr. Rogers was asking him when he first met about his wife and his family. And then all of a sudden, they cut to a scene where they're lying in bed together.
Mr. Rogers and the writer? Oh, I was like, you found something.
This guy named Tom and his wife.
Uh-huh.
And the phone rings, wakes him up. His wife answers the phone. Mr. Rogers calls her by name and wants to speak to her husband, asks about the kid, how the kid is doing. He remembered everybody's name, asked about the whole family. They
That's
ended
right.
up being friends. Mr. Rogers shows up to their house bringing
That's
a
right.
pie.
Bro, Mr. Rogers takes pie to people.
Yes.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Much rather watch this than Tiger King. No offense. It's just I have to watch uplifting stuff like this.
Well, Tiger King is definitely uplifting.
Yeah, up to episode 5.
Right. Yeah. It is exactly what I needed right now. Mr. Rogers, this Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood movie with Tom Hanks, who, by the way, kills it. Tom Hanks is absolutely brilliant, as we all thought he would be.
Fred Rogers.
Yeah, it was amazing. And exactly the happy, feel-good story that we could all use right now.
So there's nothing to take away from this? He's not a bad dude at all?
He is every bit as nice as you thought. Let me just tell you a couple of real quick nuggets about Mr. Rogers. This is what
okay.
I picked out of this.
Please.
That I just loved. We found out that Mr. Rogers weighed himself every single day.
That's a bit vain. Why?
It's not for the reason you think. He does nothing to change his weight. He eats exactly the same thing at exactly the same time, mm-hmm. goes to bed at the exact same time, and sleeps for the exact amount of time every single day.
Perfect.
So his weight doesn't change at all. And you know how much he weighs?
How much?
Well, weighed 143 pounds.
Ooh.
That's little.
And
like
he loved weight. That number because 143 stands for 143 stands for I love you.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
Yep.
Are
that's
you
Mr.
Serious?
Rogers. That's what
that's
I got out of this movie.
But that's cool.
His current record is 1,369 wins with just 121 losses. This morning, Sarah and I read for Melanie. Melanie lives in Pflugerville. She makes a commute to Travis County where she works for the fire marshal's office. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance,
Beast,
Booker!
Melanie!
Hey!
Hi.
Hi there. Let's play Can't Be Booker, okay? Sarah is about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions while I'm out of the room. Whenever you're done, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Oh, so nice,
That's
so nice.
Very
so nice.
Kind.
All right, Melanie, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, question number 1. Maybe you didn't know, but Netflix has a ton of really good movies out right now, and they were actually tweeting lists of movies you might have forgotten about. For example, they have Purple Rain up now. They have Ferris Bueller's Day Off right now. They have Inception right now. They also have what movie where Robin Williams is Peter Pan?
Hook.
Okay. John Krasinski has launched a YouTube show called Some Good News, dedicated to nothing but good news. On his first episode, he interviewed his Office co-star, Michael Scott, a.k.a. what's his real name?
Steve Carell.
The number 1 album in America has the song Blinding Lights on it. Who sings Blinding Lights?
The Weeknd.
Christopher Walken is 77 years old today. On SNL, he was in a classic sketch where he said the band needed more what?
No idea.
And finally, Post Malone is hosting a virtual celebrity beer pong tournament for charity. It's called Ball in a Cup, and it's being described as the March Madness of beer pong. In it is former NFL player and former quarterback at Texas A&M who fell hard. What's his name?
I don't know.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
She got three right.
Nice.
That's very good.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Netflix tweeted out a list, and they said, movies you maybe didn't know are on Netflix, but totally are. It includes Goodfellas, Purple Rain, which I've never seen, so I can finally see it, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Groundhog Day, and what movie where Robin Williams plays Peter Pan?
Hook.
Yes, that is correct. Do y'all like that movie?
I don't think I've ever seen it, to be honest.
The bits and pieces. I don't know enough about it to even make a judgment.
I mean, I got plenty of time to watch it,
I feel like that would be a fun one to show your kids. If it's too scary, I apologize. John Krasinski has launched a YouTube show called Some Good News, dedicated to nothing but good news. On the first episode, he interviewed his Office co-star, Michael Scott.
Steve Carell.
Yes, a.k.a. Steve
Boom!
Carell. Boom! Number one album in America right now has the song Blinding Lights. Who sings Blinding Lights?
The Weeknd. Better get that one right.
And by the way, the Best of Kenny Rogers climbed back up the charts because of his death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw a meme the other day kind of jumping off what I had said. Kenny going in the middle of this corona crisis is the most baller way to prove you know how to fold them or something along those lines. I was like, wow, that's true.
Yeah, the gambler, Sarah.
Yes. Christopher Walken is 77 years old today. In the classic SNL sketch,
yes,
he told the band,
yes,
they needed more what?
Cowbell! Dude.
And that's too much. That's too much cowbell.
More cowbell.
No. Finally, Post Malone is hosting a virtual celebrity beer pong tournament for charity. It's called Ballina Cup, and it's being described as the March Madness of beer pong. It's going to be on Instagram Live, and in it is former NFL player and former quarterback of Texas A&M, and then he fell hard. Who is that?
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Wait, here's Posty talking about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Stevie Daniels Ball in a Cup trophy. This belongs to the finest beer pong player of the evening. And at the end of the season, it's going to go to the finest team in all of beer pong.
Oh, we have Post Malone. It's awesome.
You got five right, Booker.
Yeah, of course I did.
Jeez.
Melanie, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. My name is Melanie from Pflugerville, and I can't beat Booker.
Hey, how do you date in this time of coronavirus? Well, believe it or not, there are coronavirus dating apps.
Nice.
Yep, it's a thing, y'all. And Sarah's going to talk about it in her dating diary, a new dating app that's arrived for coronavirus dating just minutes away on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The Utah Jazz has been cleared by the health department and are no longer at risk of infecting others. Now they can go back to just the regular isolation of being the only black guys in Utah.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
If you're bored, and let's be honest, who's not bored right now, and you're thinking maybe you can find love on the latest and greatest app, because Booker and Alex, I don't know if you know this, but like you're on Match for about 6 months and then you're like, oh, let me hop on over to Bumble because maybe there's new guys.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like the same group of guys. And then you're like, oh, let me hop over to Hinge. Maybe there's new guys there. And it's like the same group of guys. So then you're like, oh, well, let me hop over to Tinder. And it's the same group of guys. But there's always hope that there's a whole new like swarm of men, mm-hmm, on these apps. But let me tell you about the latest and greatest app. Hot off the presses is the app Quarantine Together.
All right.
Nice.
Quarantine Together. The creators bought the domain name on March 8th, and the website and app launched on March 15th. So this baby is new. They're getting new users every single day, and it is a text-based app. Every day at 6 o'clock, the app asks its registered users whether they have washed their hands. If they say yes, they are introduced to some other person by text, and after 15 minutes, they will be offered a link to video chat. When the two users get introduced, they know nothing about each other except their names. So this is not matching you with somebody that like has the same interests, somebody who wants kids, who doesn't want kids, smokes, doesn't smoke, drinks, doesn't drink, has a job, doesn't have a job. It's just randomly giving you a human out there.
That's awesome. It's like straight up blind date, like,
yes,
not your friends hooking you up, just complete,
yes,
stranger. Love it.
It eliminates superficial biases, they say, but really it just pairs you up with somebody that has washed their hands, which means nothing. It's just funny.
It's awesome.
And then you guys can just start chatting. There are no rejections because you don't have an option to reject the person that comes into your phone. They just are there. It's less about your photo or your bio. It's more about actually being able to talk to another person. So this is kind of good. If you're just looking for someone to talk to and you want to go in completely blind and talk to somebody new, go for it. Again, it's called Quarantine Together.
And is it people that are local or just people from all over the world?
I think it's people from all over the world.
Oh, dude.
So, I mean, like, you're not really going to find someone to love, but it's something to do. And it's kind of a fun adventure and a way to talk to someone new without all the pressure. Who knows? Maybe you'll find some dude that lives in San Francisco and y'all will meet up 6 months from now.
Certainly something to look forward to.
I mean, seriously, it's a warm body to talk to, right?
Right. Amen.
Yes. That is my dating diary.